End the day at 2:08. Happy multi-posing Sunday night. Purim.
Okay, a little bit about Tachlis Purim. So, starting with tomorrow's Tanis Esther. Tanis Esther is an interesting Tanis because we fasted the Tanis. As a Zecha, to remember that they fasted at the time of the Purim story. It's very interesting, because normally we fast in and of Kapora. Here we're all suffering, we're all starving, hungry. As a Zecha. It's very interesting, why are we suffering as a Zecha? There's different answers given. Some say to remind us, Tshuva, Tshuva is something that we constantly need to do. To remember the time when they fought Amalek. Moshe went to fight Amalek with Yeshua. Also the Pasuk says they fasted. And also to remember that whenever there's a threat, we need to fast and do tshuva, which now in Golas is a constant state of always going, always a threat, we always need to do tshuva until we get back to the base of Mikdash. But it still remains interesting how we fast on as a Zecha. You know, we're all suffering, why because of Zecha? It's an interesting point to remember. Machzah Shekel, tomorrow the meaning of Machzah Shekel. The meaning is to give half a shekel, half a currency. Now, here we don't, there's no such thing really as half a pound. We have half a dollar, we have half a shekel. We don't really have half a 50p, it's not half a pound, it's 50p. It depends which way you're working. You've got a dollar, half is half a dollar. Shekel, half a shekel. We don't say a pound, half a pound. We've got 1, 2, 3, 10 pence, 50 pence, and a pound. So it's already called, no matter if that's the best we've got, so that's what people do, 50p. The minhag is to give three, the Ramah says. Have up either gone, well, the gone, I'll only give one. So if someone wants to give for little kids, which is again is not mamash achiv, anytime you've got a suffix, you can always get away with giving one 50p. But for adults, for sure, became the Ramah, I'm giving three machzah shekels, three 50p's. As a zecha, people have to remember it's a zecha. Sometimes people say, this is not machzah shekel. If you say this is not machzah shekel, it could be hektish. This is your man. He came into the Mishkan. It's a zecha, machzah shekel. You see a lot of stock around zecha in big letters. It's a zecha to remember the, as a zecha of Amazon. It's a zecha. If you say it's machzah shekel, you may run into trouble. Usually not, because your dad says it's a zecha. If someone says, no, this is a chiv, machzah shekel, and the pasuk says, yichli truma, then you may have a problem.
Sorry, what was it to you? You said by three, my three.
Oh, because the Ramah says truma three times in the pasuk. Each time a truma, by machzah shekel, we give again. Yeah, they gave once. But we as a zecha, yeah, look, no, it's interesting. So the Golden Tractor says, the Golden says they gave once, we give once. As I was saying, someone's got kids in our shul and our mitzvahs, then you give one and you get the gone.
A lady?
So, like, oh, so very good. What should we give? For women, we give for children, even we give unborn children. So it's called oive. I'll take a oive, uba. Uba means even an unborn child. So again, the old men hog him. It's a minik on a minik. It's not a chiv, it's a good thing to do. Maximum stock up, it's always a good thing to do. In fact, the Gaon says, the Gemara in Brachos Avov, says, agrit zanit is the cost. So the main reward, the main point of fasting is the money you're going to spend on your lunch. Whether it's 50p or whether it's 50 pounds, depending who you are, give that to the stalker. I mean, the Gemara is saying, if you don't give the stalker, it could be Ikka Chosman HaSofer. The whole point of fasting is to give the stalker. So God says, that's what we give on Tanis Esther. Because you've got spare money, you didn't buy lunch today, that money goes to the stalker. So people, well, sure, I have to give my kids, I have to give my kids. You know, someone's praying, it's fine. Stalker is always good to give. But again, it's not a chiv, it's a minig. And the give three is a minig on a minig, which again, the Ramah is what we do. Someone who's tight, or someone wants to give for a child, or something like that, they're not sure, then you can give one chatagon. Okay, then we get to the Shaila of Purim. The Sukkah of Purim. The main idea of Purim, the main message of Purim, of course, to remember the idea, Shekol Kuyavecha, those that believe in you, those that take hope in you, always the guy that says, no, I believe in Hashem, and everyone's rolling their eyes, believe in Hashem. You know? Come on, what's going to be? Mordechai was the one who did that. It was tough, it was all going bad. Mordechai, Haman said, I'm going to kill you all out. And Mordechai, what did he do? He just davened, he learned. That's all he did. Lamaisa, he had the last laugh. La idea, shekol kevecha, la yevoishu, v'lo yikomu lanetzach. In the end, Haman was the one that went. Mordechai was the one that became raised to a state of power. Because he knew he was kol kevecha, he was the one who believes in Hashem. And Lamaisa, in the end, it all worked out in his favor. That's the message of Purim. Things look bad, it was bleak, it was godless, there's no Navi, there's no Navua, We didn't know anything. You trust in Hashem blindly. And that's the main message of Purim through Megillah. That's the theme. They didn't know what was going on. No one knew. Everything looked random. We didn't know what was going on. But Mordechai held fast. And he was the one who could say, those that believe in Hashem. The Rosh says, a very unknown halacha on Purim. There's an Isra Melacha on Purim. People don't know this. Isra Melacha, what does Isra Melacha mean? Isra Melacha doesn't mean like Shabbos. It means like the other days. Erev Pesach with Isra Melacha. Cholamoid with Isra Melacha. What does that mean? It means the business should not be doing business on Purim. It's very negative. A person gets an email, wants to reply. So it's like Cholamoid, like Erev Pesach. Bachem Hefzit, Tav Avot, Zul Mutza. But like Hatzchil, a guy says, I've got an hour spare. Let's quickly do something. Business related. We're not supposed to on Purim. Really, even if you take it Mamash like Cholamoid, that even means like writing. So of course anyone should Surah Chayontav, you want to write a Purim card or Shlachmonos, well, it's going to be Mutta. But this time you've got spare time, you know, I'm going to write a letter to someone, or I'm going to type an email. Really, all Malacha should be kept away from Purim. Then we get to the halachas of actual Megillah. Megillah, we know, we learn in the night, we learn in the day. In fact, it's the only mitzvah, Zmanios, I mean, it's not the whole time, which we do twice. Shemar we do twice every day. Tefillin is every day, I guess once a day. There's no other mitzvah. Pesach, the chiv matzah is by night. Sukkah, the chiv sukkah is by night. Pesach morning, you know what you're eating? No problem, no matzah. Sukkah morning, you know what you're eating? No sukkah. You can go and learn all the other sukkah. Purim is the only time where there's a mitzvah in the night and the day. Why? The Gemara says that they cried in the day and the night. They cried to Hashem, and they take a fast, sum olai, shlosh yomim, laila v'yoyim. It was a constant threat. It was day and night threat. And it was round the clock, and they davened round the clock. The Gemara says the little kids were there davening and learning, fasting. And the mothers had come home and said, no, we're not going home. They put in so much effort. There's a zeicher to that. We do Megillah twice in the night and the day. Megillah as well has a severity that no other mitzvah has. There's a chumrah here which no other mitzvah has, and it's a very difficult chumrah. And that is, every mitzvah we know, you're not supposed to eat before a mitzvah. However, a small amount of food, if it's not mezonos, if you have an apple, or a drink, coffee, there's some smutter for any mitzvah. Megillah, the Magen Avraham, says that we don't have even t'ima. He says like this, if it's a choyla, then it's no worse than any mitzvah, no problem. A t'ima, you can eat, drink, coffee, whatever you need. But someone who's healthy and stands, says, you know what, why not eat before Megillah? We don't do even t'ima. He says, no, I've been fasting, you know, it's good to be hydrated, I'll have a drink of water, I'm not really a choyla. The Magen Avraham says we don't do that, which is a big chumrah by Megillah. We don't have any other mitzvah. Why? The Magen Avraham says it's Pesuk Benissa, it's to spread the news, which has a higher level of importance to it, therefore Megillah, no eating. So one of a choyla, like any choyla, for sure, they can have t'ima, and if it's more than that, they can have even an achila. Broivam, he split up Broivam. Broivam had Rosmelech, he meant to have a lot of people. Also, Prasum and Nissa is with Barabim. So he's supposed to have, first people don't know. Like Hatchila, he's supposed to have Megillah with a minion. Someone's stuck, they haven't got a minion, he's supposed to go to, even if you got just 10 people, he's supposed to have a minion. In fact, you're not really meant to lay in Megillah without a minion. Tafka by men, women, it's not like this. For men, he's supposed to always have a minion. In Eitzral, it could be even a Chir by Purim Mosholosh minutes. Not the right day, it could be, you know, even Yoytz with Arminian. But normally Yoytz with Arminian, be supposed to get a minion. A. B, you're supposed to go to the biggest minion. Bring on as many people as you can. Shasim brings the Chayalim and says, if you always have your minion, this is why I daven, no problem, you daven in your shul. But the guy davens every day somewhere else, he should lechatchila go to the biggest minion, Broivom, Hadros Melech. When we talk about Megillah, it's got to be done in an amazing, big way. Men are chayv, women are chayv, als chinuch, children are chayv. Of course, there's got to be children that don't disturb us, as the Shulchan Aruch says. They're chayv in Megillah. People don't realize, and usually men know, women aren't always aware, you've got to hear every sound of the Megillah. Every word, every letter, every single bit of that Megillah has to be heard. If not, you have run into a big problem. It's not always a chiv to redo, depends on which word you missed, but usually it'll be a chiv to redo. So it's integral you hear every word. What happens if you miss a word? So yeah, everyone knows, you can say it yourself. However, there's 3 points to be aware of. First point is, l'chatchila, the Gemara says l'chatchila, you're supposed to read the whole Megillah from Klaf. But you have to read it from a Chumash. Which means, if you're going to miss a word, it's going to be banging in your shul. If you've got a real Megillah, it's the best. Because you miss out, l'mashal, the word Haman. If it's hot, and after hot, they're banging, they're Haman. So you've got a Megillah Haman, and you've done the whole Megillah inside. 99% from the Baal Koyach, and 1% from you. The problem is, if you're not sure exactly how to read Megillah, which a lot of people aren't fluent in the reading of Megillah, then you should not have a Megillah. You should always have a Chumash. Why? Because you need to have the dots and the vowels. There's a few words which are ma'akav in Megillah. I mean, if you read the Megillah wrong, it's a Hoylich, you read Holach, or the Mishavur's example of Yoshev, Yoshav, Nofal, Noifel, different types. The vowels are different, you don't know how to read it. Better get a Chumash. Don't be Yoitza Kuloi. All of it in Klav. Be it's a 95%, even Roy, 51% from the Balkaya. You're going to read from the Chumash, which is not great. Be Yitza, second best Be Yitza. And that way you read it right. If you're a Chocham and you get a Megillah, I want to do everything from the Megillah. It's a very good Chumrah. And you read the word wrong, that's it. You've got to do the whole Megillah again. So you can only read from the Megillah if you've got your Megillah, if you know exactly how to read every word. When you have a Chumash, you check and you can go back and read the Megillah, no problem. But if you're going to read from a Megillah and read it wrong, you're worse off. Hey. It's a good question. They've made at one point plastic, so you got a plastic like this with vowels on, and you put it on top.
Yeah.
So even if the sefteria, the whole Shabbat sefteria is okay. So sefteria is perfect sefteria, on top is all the dots. That's a separate shayla, like, can you put vowels in? Lemaisa, the Megillah were very makeable. The Megillah, people, the old Megillah team, the Rishonim, used to have pictures in the Megillah. It's not like a sefteria, the Al-Kulos, but then the Al-Khumrus have quite Megillah as well. So that's why we normally follow the traditional Megillahs. A. B. You've got to be Meshmel Oznai. You've got to hear. So if there's massive racket, homon, and you just read very, very quietly, it could be that word is not valid. So if you miss a word, you want to read homon, and say, like, you put your hand there, make sure you hear homon. Shmuel Azdai, you'll be able to hear what you say. B. C. You can't read the Megillah, Korah Megillah, the Mafrele Yotze. Read the Megillah all wrong. Vahi HaChashverish B'mei Yenayitza. Now, the Chazan is reading Vahi B'mei HaChashverish, and you will miss the word HaChashverish. So you say, it's a Vahibi Mei, it means Achashverish. So you can say Achashverish. Why do you think is HaMoylich? So what comes out? In the way of process by you is Vahibi Mei, HaMoylich Achashverish. Because you read Achashverish, just after you read HaMoylich. So you've got to read up and past. You've got to clear the chazan. He says HaMoylich, Vahibi Mei Achashverish. Achashverish. Who Achashverish HaMoylich, you clear him a word or two, and then he catches you up. That way you've gone ahead of him. So you've read 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You're up to word 7. He's reading word 5. Okay, no problem. Ignore 5, ignore 6, ignore 7. But 8, I'll be up to pitch with him. Rather than read 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and he's reading 6, so when 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 5. So always read up and past the chazan. If it's homon, it's easy, because you know you've got a pit stop, and everyone's busy banking. But if you're not sure, you miss a word, go ahead of the chazan, don't read up to it, clear him by one or two words, and that way, you know you've read Allah Seder. If you read up to it, you may not have caught Allah Seder. Another very hard halacha in Megillah, that is Korah Menamnin, Lo Yotza, someone who's half asleep. Now half asleep doesn't mean half asleep. Half asleep means your mind's not there. And many times in the middle of Megillah, you're busy thinking, oh no, I've got to make them Shlachmonas. And tomorrow night, the Suda, and it's very hard. And that's misnamnim, means your brain is not processing what you're hearing. Right? Like everyone does. Whenever you go to a shir, that's usually what happens. So, misnamnim is not yitza. It's a big problem. Rabbi Ashok is a yitza. He says, follow with your finger. If you find your fingers up there, and they're over there, you know, time to go to another minyan and start again. But as long as your finger went along, means there must have been some processing in your brain, because your eyes are encouraging your finger to make progress. So that's what you do, you got Megillah and you're half asleep, or the person's half drunk, it's morning, I don't know what, whatever your situation is, put your follow on with your finger, and as long as you get to the last words, L'chol Amoy, and we've got to the end, you know, you're done. But if at any point your finger's not with them, then you're not with the program, and your Korah is Namnin, Le'yatza. Okay, L'chatchila, you're supposed to have tefillin on for Megillah. Let's do this Erev, Sinchas, Sas, Vikar, Maradash, Mila, Tefillin, all the mitzvahs we have, so we keep Tefillin on. Sometimes people are in a hurry, they've got to go home, they've got to get someone else in the family who wants to hear Megillah. But again, it's not my Akav, so that means about Tefillin. Especially someone who's so drunk, because in the morning still got a hangover, still feeling the last night effects. So maybe better 2 days Tefillin off, but if you can, like a Tchila, it's supposed to have Tefillin on for Megillah.
Do you mean a Brachah by
Tefillin? Yes, like every day, Brachah and Tefillin. Then we read out the full Pesukim Mulad, Yehudim Yisoyra, Kimod Chayehudi, Ish Yehudi Yehudi Shnabira. We read out these Pesukim. You're supposed to have Kavona, not to be Yehudza. If you think you're Yehudza, I've seen people, the last Pesuk we laid, see people the last Pesuk, oh, very good, they're ready to get ready to go. If you've heard every word from the Megillah, and now you're reading that Pesuk yourself, it's a shame. Because the Chatzchila is supposed to hear the whole Megillah from the Chazan, from a Klaf. So if you've got your own Megillah, great. If you got a chumash, then it's best to have gone on not I'm hearing from the chazan. Problem is, sometimes the last pasuk you read, right? Okay, I'm very firm. I want to hear the whole thing from the chazan. I'm not having come on to it from my chumash. Read the whole pasuk, fine, let's listen. Then there's noise. Saying, oh, there's noise, everyone's busy racking with the Megillahs, the kids are doing the last round of homons. So there's so much noise, do not rely on my laning, it's no good. Because when you lay into your pasuk, your das, I'm not being yitzah.
Read it again.
Yes, read it again, you have to be aware of it. You have to read it again, and you lose on the mile of the glove taker, but that's what you have to do. But you've got to make sure every word gets hit the whole way through. Shekh Yonu, make Shekh Yonu, Megillah, Shekh Kavon of Ulm Zahim, Tonsevirim, Mushlachmonas, Amishta, it's a machlaik if you do it and say, Shekh Yonu, we pass cannot. But Yav Kavon, that Shekh Yonu is going on the whole day. One guy told me he's very firm, he brings his matzah zivayim, shachmonas, and his food to the Megillah, and Shekh the Megillah, he doesn't even talk, and the Shekh Yonu is going on that. Okay, beautiful. The Eger to remember Shekh Yonu is going on that.
No,
we don't. But Megillah Shekh Yonu, his Kavon is going on the Mitzvah. After the Megillah, we say a brach v'asheheni. Now here's what a little bit of confusion. If you look at Asheheni, it starts with the Aleph. And then it goes on to base, skip all the way through. The last two, Sheshan is Yaakov is the Shin, and Teshuasam, or Yisrael Netzach, is the Tov. So you got a Shin and Tov all the way through the Megillah. Then it starts off Lohidia. Lohidia is something else. The beginning is the Lashon of the Anshikas HaGrela, same people who made our Siddur, all the way through till Teshuasam Yisrael Netzach, Teshuasam Yisrael Netzach, Teshuasam Chot over there, full stop. That's it. Lohidia is the Lashon of the Rambam. Which came a lot of time later. And it's very nice, now they made the whole song Shem is Yaakov. But it's two different things. The idea is Lashon Rambam. Then we say, Arurim or Homon, that is the Lashon of Yushalmi. And the Yushalmi says, Chayav Adam Loima, but Puraya, business with Chivzi and Purim, or Homon, Baruch Mazchay. Now here's a lot of confusion. Arurim, Kol Agoyim. Now you know when they say Rishoyim, because Rishoyim can include any Yid who does Averis. And you're not allowed to curse a Yid. So the Rishoyim right there is, you're not allowed to Arurim call and then say Rishoyim. The census took it out and changed it, and that became the song, and that's what everyone knows. But really, you're not supposed to say, Arun Kol Agoyim, or Akum, or Avid Chavim, people say Avid Zara, and Brochim Kol Yisrael, we bless every Jew. Even a Jew is not good, all Jews are blessed. And that's really the right gears to say. That is Yerushalmi, and it says Chayav Adam Loima, so you should really say, get away to the end. People say, right, you have to get to the end of the whole thing. I remember it's broken up to three different sections. I may as well say Arurim Kol Agoyim, or Chavim, or something like that. Then you get to Sudas Purim. The main thing of Sudas Purim is to praise Hashem, thank Hashem, through eating and drinking, a person gets happy, and we realize the miracle, discuss the Nays, think about the Nays, and realize the unbelievable miracle, how all, it was much like Hitler in the 1930s, that would have been it. And there was an unbelievable miracle. Hitler went up on the gallows. All the Germans and Nazis got killed. And in his place, Chon of Asmon, who was still alive then, he became the Chancellor of Germany. That's not what happened. The unbelievable miracle, that's the idea by the Sudas Purim. Some of the Sudas Purim take on a different angle. And the idea is to remember, that's the main point. Alanissim, not forget. Alanissim, the Ramah says you're supposed to have the Ikka Suda, which is main course, before Shkia. Which is very difficult to do. In fact, most people plan what time Shkia, half past five, okay, we'll start at five.
Yes.
It's not good to do that. Really, you should try and have main course. If you have another Suda in the morning, then you've sorted that problem out. But really, your Suda should be geared in a way that you get your main Suda B'yoyim. You don't want to forget Alanissim, very important. Adalayada, loads of different shittas. We won't go through all of them now. But the main shot is, you're meant to get drunk, to the point of Adalayada. But people who can't. Matanis Ha'v Yoyinim.
Through the day.
Yes, through the day.
Not the
Suda. There is a Shaila. Is it Toilon Suda? Do I have to drink Daf by Suda or Daf cannot? There's a bit of a lot of discussion about this. If I have a passion, it's a separate mitzvah. It's a separate mitzvah. You can have you get drunk now and Suda later. Suda now, drunk later. It's not Toilon Ha'apah. People like to wait for the meal. But it's much more than it's not Toilon the meal. Yeah, before Nacht, people get drunk. People drink and drink, you know, by Shkia. And they hit Adler by Nacht. It's very nice. You do it now for that price. Matanis Zevyonim, the Rambam says the Ikkar Mitzvah is Matanis Zevyonim.
Is it the night before
or
the day?
Only the day. Only the day. Interesting why. It's not so clear why it should be. But perhaps the Mitzvah is
the day.
Yeah, that's the reason. Oh, very good. Matanis Zevyonim is the main thing. The Rambam says give more Matanis Zevyonim than Mishlach Monas. If you give Mishlach Monas to people which are not wealthy, and you've given already a few to your rich friends, have Kavon with them, give Matanis Zevyonim. It's a better Mitzvah, and you're anyway giving something of value to a poor person, but Tanzanian don't have money. Tanzanian can be anything, clothes, food, Mostly if you do money. So if you're giving, you got your friend, your neighbour, you know, struggling financially, great. Have gone on Matanz Evenim, and you have the mile of giving more Matanz Evenim, Mishlech Monas. Mishlech Monas, you have to give two foods. The war of two foods, you have to give two monas. A mona means a